Hey, can't you sleep? You look really sad. Something happened. Okay. Sometimes it doesn't help to talk about it. I just want you to know that you'll feel better, even if it doesn't seem like it now. You will. You'll get through this. Maybe I can distract you a bit with a story and help you fall asleep. Okay? This story happened a long, long time ago, very far away from here, out in the countryside. And there lived a farmer with his family, his wife, and his three sons. He was very poor, but he had one prized possession. That was his horse. And the horse wasn't just the most valuable thing he owned. It was also very important to him because it helped him plough his fields and take his merchandise to the market. And he loved his horse. One day, when he wakes up and goes out to the fields, his horse is gone. It's run away. And when his neighbors hear of this, they come running and say that they're so, so sorry. This is the most horrible thing that could happen. It's how will he survive now? And the farmer just says, well, maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. Who knows? And a few days later, suddenly the horse comes back. And the horse is a stallion, and with him he has five wild mares that the farmer now can take care of. And when his neighbors see this, they come running again. What joy! How wonderful! Now you have six horses, you're rich. And the farmer just says, maybe it's good, or maybe it's bad. Who can know? So these mares are wild and they have to be tamed. So the farmer's oldest son takes it upon himself to tame them and ride them. But he falls off one of the wild mares and breaks both his legs. He's in great pain and obviously can't work. The neighbors come running and they say, what an awful, awful thing. It's so horrible that this happened to you. But the farmer, of course, he just says, maybe it's bad, or maybe it's good. Who knows? Well, a couple of weeks later, the village they lived in got a visit from the general in the army, and they were recruiting soldiers for a far-off war. And they knew that those young boys who went to the war did not very often come back. And he would have recruited the farmer's eldest son if he had not broken his legs. So the villagers, when they hear about this, say, oh, you're so lucky. What good fortune that you can keep your son, that he had broken his legs right then. And the farmer, he just says, well, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad, who knows? Sometimes things work out a lot better than we expect them to. And the way we feel, it doesn't say anything about how reality actually is. If we feel that something is sad or awful, it might actually be a good thing in the end. And if we feel unloved or unwanted, it doesn't say anything about if we are loved or needed by someone. And you look like you're falling asleep now. Good night. See you in the morning.